Welcome back to Change It Up. Now here's your host, Paula Shaw.
Welcome back to Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw. And as promised, slide that chair over here. Sherry Blair, our financial advisor, the financial advisor who empowers women to grow beautiful financial futures, is here in studio with me. So I know many of you who follow us are very familiar with Sherry, but for those of you who may not be, let me just say that this woman really knows her stuff. She has been a financial advisor for over 27 years. She is particularly passionate about helping women to make sound financial investments because she grew up in a family where, old school, the men ran the whole financial situation, right? And then she ended up actually on her own with a child having to try to figure it out. And she realized that she's not the only woman in that kind of situation. So she pledged herself to educating women and helping them to handle their money wisely so that they could create beautiful financial futures. Right,
Sherry? That's right, Paula. That's right.
And that is exactly why I'm so delighted that she's part of this show, because we really like people who like women. We like men who like women, and we like women who like women.
That's
right. Because women need help, since for so long things were kind of slanted against us, right?
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. Now, recently Sherry had one of those educational events that she does, and I, again, had the pleasure of being there. I even modeled in her show.
Yes, you did, Paula, and you were quite the model, I'm telling you.
Oh, thank you, darling. We had a great time. Sherry, tell, for those that don't know about that event, tell them what we did.
Oh, it was so much fun. It was at the Botanic Gardens in Encinitas. Mm-hmm. There was obviously the financial piece, and we talked a lot about empowering women financially with information and education, financial planning for women, and so on and so forth. But one of the things we also talked about was the different trends in investment options that particularly I find that women, clients of mine, are even more and more interested in. And it's not too far, or it's just right in line with your last show.
Oh, yes, when we were talking about with Kimberly Santara about renewable, sustainable energy companies and how this group Rise is trying to support the women in getting into careers.
That's right. That's
renewable, sustainable.
That's right. And those kind of companies, right, have become much more popular, and people are seeking those out. They're called ESGs.
What does that stand for?
That's vernacular for environmental social governance.
Oh,
have you heard of that, Paula?
I haven't. What does that mean exactly?
You know, it's widely understood as an integration of environment, social governance that are factored into investment processes and decision making. So it's one of the fastest growing, but also it's quite misunderstood. So I thought it would be important to talk about this today with the folks that are listening in. So the trend is that it's influencing global capital markets in a very big way because they use environment, like I said, social and governance principles investing. But there is some misconceptions around it, which I was just alluding to, and that's because due to the misunderstanding, and as the CFO and the president of Calvert Funds would say, in ESG, there is no P because people say it's very political.
Oh, they say it's political.
But some people do,
But it's not actually?
It is not. He says, he just wrote an article, and Barron's a great article. Basically, he says, there is no P in ESG investing.
I like it. There is no P in ESG investing.
Because we think about the environment, social issues, right, and governance, that doesn't mean that it has to be political, right? So it may be included in corporations and how they respond to climate change. Okay.
That'll be important.
And very good. And how they handle water and water management, how effective they are with their health and their safety policies, how they treat their workers.
Oh, that's important.
Very, very, very much so.
And so if I'm clear about what you're saying, Sherry, is women want to invest in these companies because they're concerned about these kinds of things.
Like absolutely.
How people are treated.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love
And they become more and more popular. So these are big deals. This ESG investing can help investors. It can help asset managers. And it also helps individual companies align their interest to create a better portfolio and ultimately a better return.
So that's a
question. A better world, and a better return.
So I wanted to ask you about the return because I had heard in the past mm-hmm. that some of the companies that were green or that were, you know, doing their part for the world were not as good, the return wasn't as good as other companies. Is that true?
Well, that's a good question because when I became aware of ESG investing, there's also called SRO, which is social responsible investing.
I love that.
It's mm-hmm. very, not exactly the same, but close. Uh-huh. And there's just different criterias, you know. But I had some clients in the early 2000s that were telling me, some women clients that said, I only want to invest in X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have anything that has, you know, that sells tobacco or, you know, does this or does that. So I actually found a company that and doing the research that I was able to take care of her needs. Mm-hmm. And this, like I was saying, this is back in early 2000. So typically they were not as popular because the returns that they were getting were not that of other like companies mm-hmm. or companies that might not fit those stringent or strict criteria for investing.
So the returns weren't as good.
As good. But that is not so today. That is not so at all.
Oh,
that is not so. And that's why if we're going to talk about, like, as I was saying, it's good for the investor. Mm-hmm. It's good for asset managers. And it's also good for the companies. And even institutions today are investing in ESG investments.
Is there somewhere our listeners could see, like, a list of ESG kind of companies, or is that something they should call you about? How do we know what is an ESG company?
That's a good question. There are criterias out there. And so if you start looking at the criteria, like if you want to get online and Google ESG and companies and look at that, or obviously getting a hold of your financial advisor, mm-hmm. Financial planner, or myself, mm-hmm. because I do work with some companies that actually just sell only ESG or SRI investments. Oh. And there are advisors out there across the country that I know that I've spoken with and met at conferences. That's all they only take clients that will invest in that.
Really?
Yeah. So
really?
It's a lot. It is much bigger than most people think. And I was quite surprised at the last event when I asked the room, the ladies in the room, the folks in the room, if they, you know, who had heard of ESG, if they've had mm-hmm. heard of, you know, to please raise their show by show of hands, and not anybody raised their hand.
Nobody raised their hand.
But I thought, well, there's probably some people.
I was thinking,
I was thinking, you know, there's got to be some people, maybe they just don't know quite as much about it. Because the perspective of investors, they consider these factors, these ESG factors, used to be, it was nice to have. Mm-hmm. Now they look at it as it needs to have. They need to have, you know, this kind of, they want to have the kind of a criteria on their investments that you would find with an ESG investment, for instance.
And I think that's so important because we all know there's global warming, there are all sorts of things going on the earth. I won't name them all, but ways in which the environment is being torn down. And we all need to be more responsible about this planet. So even if you're not somebody who affects the rainforest or, you know, has anything to do with oil drilling, you can put your money in a company that's going to make a wise decision.
Right.
Through ESG investing.
Right.
That's so great.
Right. And I would differ with you just a little bit in that, you know, I think that we all affect the climate, right?
I think you're right.
And there are a lot of people
even
that
as
feel
I
that
was
way.
Saying.
I was looking at you, Paula, going, I know that, you know.
We all have a point. We all have a purpose and we all have an effect.
We all have an effect. But I just think that, you know, more and more, like I said, more and more people that I see and I have investors, and they are women that come to me and say, I don't want to invest in a, you know, I don't want my investments, or let's say they get into a fund with different investments or an mm-hmm. EFT or something that have different, you know, and I don't want that to invest in, let's say, fracking or, you know, for oil or you know, I don't want to invest in this that's going to affect somebody in, you know, in an adverse way or the environment in an adverse way. And that's how you can be responsible. That's how you can make, those are the ways that you can make a difference, which I think is very important.
And you know what? Before we end this segment, Sherry, in case any of our listeners have to run, give them your contact information.
You can reach me at my website. It's SherryBlairFinancialServices.com.
And Sherry is spelled C-H-E-R-I-B-L-A-I-R, FinancialServices.com. And is there a phone number?
Sure. You can call me direct at 619-997-0416.
One more time?
619-997-0416.
All right. And we will be back with more of Sherry after this message. Be right back.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Now, more than ever, it's important for women to understand why they need a financial strategy. Women tend to make less money than men, live longer, and face more financial challenges during retirement. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair. With evolving roles and increasing responsibilities, women are seeking out ways to become more knowledgeable about their finances. My life's work has been to empower women to make good financial decisions today to help ensure you have a bright future tomorrow. I'm here to help you learn more and to become more. Give me a call for your free no-obligation consultation or a second opinion at 619-997-0416. 619-997-0416. That's 619-997-0416.
Sherry Blair is registered with and securities are offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Brokers International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company. California license number 0B42369.
Welcome back to Change It Up. Now here's your host, Paula Shaw.
Welcome back to Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw. I am here in studio with Sherry Blair, our sponsor and financial advisor, and we're talking about ESG investing. Now, in case you don't know what that is, it's environmental, socially responsible, is it? Socially, am I right?
Environmental, Sherry? Social, and governance.
Yes. And governance. And these are companies that are actually working in a responsible way to take care of the planet. And investing in them is a way of doing your part on a whole other level. And that's what Sherry has been talking to us about. So Sherry, we were talking before about, there was a time really when probably nobody, when the term ESG investing didn't even exist, I'll bet.
No, you're absolutely right. Actually, people get confused with SRI, which is social responsible investing.
Socially responsible. I like that one too.
That's good. And there are some clients that only want SRI. There's mm-hmm. some clients that only want SEG. And there's reasons, which I won't get into the SRI now because we're talking specifically about
ESG.
ESG. I wanted to share a couple of reasons why this particular trend is growing so fast. Because like you said, there was a time where people didn't even hear about this
that
ESG.
That makes total sense.
Even though, like I said, social responsible investing has been around since like 60s, 70s.
Oh.
But ESG, the term actually was coined in the early 2000s.
Wow. So I'm surprised it's even that old. It certainly isn't anything I've heard of before.
Well, it's time. Mm. It's time.
It
it's
is time.
For,
That's
time.
Why we're talking
time.
About
it's
it
time.
Today.
So there's PIMCO, you know, Investments, which is up in Newport Beach, put together a number of reasons, actually 10, why it's become so popular. And I thought I'd share some of those today.
That's lovely. Okay. Why has ESG investing become more popular?
So one of them, believe it or not, is social media.
Really?
Yes.
Tell me more about that.
And that is because the broader nature of social media has the potential to alter cultural blueprint.
Oh, that's true.
Okay? Mm-hmm. In different countries, right? Right?
Yeah.
And for investors, and it affects various changes for individual and for the consumer. Because social media plays such a big part in all of our lives, mm-hmm. and now ESG is becoming more recognized, and it has to be.
It meets the criteria now.
Well, people are looking at that like, well, does it meet the ESG criteria? Because there's like a large percentage of companies just in the S&P 500 that actually meet the criteria today, where there wasn't before. I believe it's 80%,
wow,
something like that.
So
it's very high.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's very high.
That's so...
Yes, it's very high.
Hopeful.
So the other one is because we live longer.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons we're living longer, right?
So how does that matter? Because we care more about what happens to the
Earth? Well, okay, I'll tell you. Because in 2050, there'll be 2.3 billion people in the world over age of 65. Okay.
Wow.
So according to the United Nations, with average life expectancy rising, even in developed countries, mm-hmm, not just our country, which we know and I talk a lot about here, mm-hmm, in your show with you, these issues are going to affect children and older people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that even means less capable people.
So when we're talking about these issues, we're talking about like global warming or
climate change,
water,
income equality.
Okay, got it.
Okay, income equality, mm-hmm, healthcare, poor governance. These are all increasingly, this is very personal stuff, right?
Sure, sure.
So they affect financial security in retirement.
Of course.
Which is what I talk about.
Mm-hmm. So in 2050, that amount of people you talked about.
2.3 billion.
Is that a bigger number than the boomers that we have at that age now?
Yes.
Oh, that's huge.
Yes.
We got a lot of boomers out there.
Yeah,
now.
We do. But that's going to be, we're talking globally too. So
yeah.
So the other one I want to share, because time does run quickly here.
It does.
Is the demographics are changing. So millennials and Gen Xs are taking over baby boomers in positions of influence.
Mm, that's true.
And so that changes the business and financial and political landscape.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, that's important, right?
Interesting.
Another one is the public and private partnership. So that means like the collaboration between the government and the public sector coming together. And that has grown, and they're addressing infrastructure and housing needs to a broader social and environmental issues.
Mm-hmm.
So the U.S., municipal market, and even European agencies markets are examples of how governments, they are visioning, they're able to work on the private sector and the government coming together to develop things to help.
I see.
You know, yeah.
So what is an example of a company where private sector and government work together? Would that be like SDG&E?
No, because you have SDG&E is not...
They're just a private company.
Yeah, they're a private company. But they could get... They have regulations from the government that changes it.
I see.
But
that's not exactly an example.
No, let me think here.
Okay.
Let me think here. I'll come up with a
example.
But there are, you know, we hear about this more frequently now, particularly on the political landscape or the way things are. It's like if the government does not have the funds, like our infrastructure,
mm-hmm,
right? So if the government doesn't have the funds to come out and fix the roads and fix, you know,
right,
we've got the airports and things like that, you can buy, they might buy, develop bonds, municipal bonds,
right,
to do work in the airport. So, but they might want them to hire government employees, but they also are going out to the private sector and hiring private sector.
Oh, I see. Okay, that feels much clearer.
Does that help?
Thank you. Yes.
So, and then another one is because of climate change. We know it's a reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's understood that there's techniques that include international arrangements from the Paris Agreement that came along, which aims to keep the world, the temperatures lower and to keep them from rising. But that's something, that's part of the reasons why the ESG is growing as well, because people are investing in companies that's helping with this,
mm-hmm,
you know, helping this. So
I love that. I mean, it gives me hope, actually.
Yes, it does.
Because really it says people care enough that
that's right,
they're not so worried about the dollar as much as they are about helping companies that are caring about the planet, which is beautiful. And they're still making money.
Right,
because
right,
you said it's a great investment now.
Well, think about it. Think how many more people are conscious and mindful,
mm-hmm,
and are, you know, so determined not to leave the planet to their children and grandchildren in a way that it may not be for them like it has been for us.
Exactly.
And if that's important to you and you're investing and, you know, depending on your values, you're going to look for something that's going to help.
Absolutely.
Your children and your grandchildren. And, you know, it's a humanitarian thing to do.
Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying. It makes me so happy,
it
Sherry,
is,
that people are open to wanting to do right rather than just, you know, every man for himself kind of a thing. and not caring where their money goes as long as they keep making money.
You know, a lot of people that have been investing for a lot of years, it's always about the return.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're helping make it a better place for everyone living on this planet, why wouldn't you want to invest in those areas? Because it's a win-win situation.
Totally.
You'll still get a good return on your investment. And mm-hmm. in fact, it's going that way. In some ways, it has gone that way already. As well as, you know, the environment, and you're making a better planet for all of us.
Exactly.
Right? So it just...
I love this. I can't believe I didn't know about ESG investing before. But before we run out of time, I want you to give your contact information again, because if any of our listeners are getting as excited as I am right now about ESG investing, and they want to find out more or even work with you, Sherry, what's the best way for them to do that?
Once again, Paula, you can reach me at SherryBlairFinancialServices.com. And as Paula always says, that's Sherry, C-H-E-R-I, Blair, B-L-A-I-R.com. You can go to my website. There is a calendar there. And you can look in that calendar and see where, if you want to give me a call, have a complimentary chat or something, just schedule yourself in there. Or you can call. I gave my cell number. I'm also going to give my office number. That's 858-935-7808. That's 858-935-7808.
And once again, Sherry, it was my honor and pleasure to have you here sharing this great information with us. Remember, everybody, ESG investing. And call Sherry, and she'll give you the scoop, and she'll get you hooked up. So thank you for being with us once again here on Change It Up Radio. Thank you, Sherry, for being with us.
Thank you, Paula.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Change It Up with Life Transitions expert, speaker, and best-selling author, Paula Shaw. Join the Change It Up movement with Paula Shaw as we explore topics that inspire, welcome change, and create a new kind of conversation. To learn more about Paula, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities, visit changeitupradio.com. Whether you're feeling happy, sad, mad, or glad, it never hurts to change it up.